and we'll call the meeting to order. Please note that Fred Potter is attending via extraordinary circumstances. And Fred, just a reminder that to participate, you do need to have your video on. We did have to mute you because there's some background noise coming in. So when you vote, you will have obviously have to have your sound on. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Kelly.
Yes.
Who's the other person?
I don't know. Can the other person attend as long as we have it up?
Wait a minute. How did she, if she's not, I never could get a link to get into the.
Because we didn't have a link set up for extraordinary circumstances. We have one set up for Fred. Yes. You need to shoot somebody in the leg and then have them call in under extraordinary circumstances. Then you'd be good. All right. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Faratello?
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Hannah?
Here.
Mr. Horton?
Here.
Mr. Cool?
Here.
Mrs. Lando?
Here.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Here.
Mrs. Lozo?
Here.
Mr. Nichols?
Here.
Mr. Pelham?
Here.
Mr. Potter?
Messages are to me. This is the first health center calling. You can't count him here because his video is not.
Right. Well, I knew them. I just have fun. Hi, Fred. How are
you?
Mr. Shu.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer. Mr. Tobia.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Vanetten.
Here.
We have.
All right, we'll have Legislator Lando lead us in the invocation and Legislator Tobia lead us in the pledge.
Let us pray. The other day we honored our foster parents and we are thankful for their generosity and love to watch over our children. We also on Friday honored those who gave their lives to protect our counties. And in a few days, we are going to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect our country and way of life. We must not forget what they did for us and also current military who are continuing to protect us. We ask all of this in God's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Certificates of appreciation.
Brady, well, I'll wait for you to get around.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Brady Hill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to recognize you and thank you for 10 years of service to the county. Thank you so much.
Daniel Marvin.
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to recognize you and thank you for 10 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Nathan Jones.
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and recognize you for 10 years of service to the Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Colleen Hariski.
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, I want to thank you and recognize you for 20 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Alyssa Gerard-Goff.
Good morning.
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and recognize you for 20 years of service to Steuben County.
Thank you so much.
And Lise Reynolds.
Lise, this is not like the day when we rode to class down at Elmira College in the snowstorm. You kept saying, let's turn around. Let's turn around. We're not going to do this. We're not going to go. Well, I want to thank you and recognize you for 25 years of service in Sedan County. Thank you.
We have one person who could not join us today, Kevin Valentine, 20 years with the Sheriff's Department.
Comments by members of the public. Now, there was no one on the sign-up sheet, so we will continue on. Will the clerk please read the notice for public hearing?
Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held by the County Legislature of the County of Steuben at the Legislative Chambers on the 19th day of May 2025 relative to land submitted for inclusion in certified agricultural districts 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 7 during the 2025 annual 30-day review period to consider the recommendations of the Agricultural and Farmland Protection Board and proposed modifications of said agricultural districts. All persons are invited to attend and be heard.
Would any members of the public like to comment? All right, seeing no comments, I'll call the public hearing closed. Now we'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting.
I'll move.
Who was that? Carol, and the second was?
Paul.
Okay. Are there any questions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Tim?
Good morning. Just want to let you all know that this week is EMS week across the nation. It's the week that we honor our emergency medical service workers. So I'll be sending a proclamation to Kelly to pass along from the legislature. But to just give you an update, our Hammond Sport crew went on in service Friday afternoon. We passed our certification from New York State inspection. So they went in service Friday afternoon. They've run four calls already. So in honor of the EMS week, I recognize all our EMS workers that are newly employed by the county. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Tim. Are there any other announcements? Mr. Horton?
I'd just like to make an announcement that we went to the thing for the Sheriff's Department Friday night for any of the fall in law enforcement. And it was very good. But that's not the announcement I want to make. I just want to say, with our deputies being trained and the EMTs and the paramedic, there was a situation there. And it was amazing how fast those guys got there. They beat the ambulance. I mean, because they were already there. And it's just, I'd like to make that a public announcement that they, that's great that they could do that. You know, the ambulance was 15 minutes out. They already had their gear and had that gentleman taken care of before the ambulance got there.
We are very fortunate to have them trained in the manner in which they are, because it could have been a far more dangerous situation than it was. Mr. Pelham?
I just have some updates from the Steuben County Agricultural Society from the fairgrounds. They've been busy over there already this year. They hosted three very successful auctions, and they look forward to hosting the Steuben County Dairy Parade on June 7th and the Dairy Days Truck and Tractor Pull after that. And on June 21st and 22nd, they'll be holding their first Jackpot Livestock Show. So it's a two-day event. They're bringing judges from, one's coming from Pennsylvania, one's coming from North Carolina to judge that. And they already have entries from people coming from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Erie County area. So hopefully that'll be an annual event over there as well. So the things are moving along over at the fairgrounds.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? All right, let's move to general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Receiving and accepting the May 19, 2025 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Move it.
That's a second, right?
Second. Oh, second, sorry.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Authorizing distribution of mortgage tax receipts.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter? Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yeah.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Did you call Carol? Didn't it start with me?
Oh, sorry. Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Carries.
Sorry. Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Authorizing revisions to the administrative code.
Second.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
And Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 3 carries.
When you read those, you say whomever presents the papers. No, that's okay. I just figured I should say something.
I skipped it.
Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Presented by Mr. Potter. Accepting maintenance jurisdiction from the New York State Department of Transportation for approximately 0.7 acres of land adjacent to State Route 54 in the town of Urbana and conveying property to the adjacent landowner.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Presented by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Etten. Appropriating unexpended 2024-25 Consolidated Highway Improvement Program, CHIPS, Extreme Weather Recovery, Pave Our Potholes, and Pave New York funding.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swack? Oops, sorry. Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Presented by Mr. Potter and Mr. Van Etten. Accepting and appropriating 25-26 Consolidated Highway Improvement Program, CHIPS, Extreme Weather Recovery, Pave Our Potholes, and Pave New York funding.
Second, Horton.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Presented by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a transfer from the jail fencing capital project to the jail minor equipment line.
Second, Lou.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lugo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertitta?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 7 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Presented by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a transfer from the unrestricted general fund balance for the court modernization project.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lugo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertitta?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Presented by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a budget transfer to fund the purchase of dental equipment at the jail.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer? Oh, I keep doing that. Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertitta?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Presented by Mr. Potter, authorizing a memorandum of agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation for the Red Spring Run Road Bridge Replacement Project.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertitta?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Let me know. This
yes.
Mrs. Landon?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
And Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
By Mr. Horton. Authorizing the Director of Public Safety to enter an agreement with the Southern Tier Network.
Second, Toby.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertitta?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Presented by Mr. Horton, authorizing a memorandum of understanding with the New York State Office of Court Administration.
Second, Lou.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertitta?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
If you check in
at Ms. Fitzpatrick, Resolution number 074-25, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement for mutual law enforcement assistance.
Second. Are there any questions? Yes, Mr. Venneton.
I'm sorry, I don't remember the discussion on public safety, but so this is for 5 years. Are we just renewing it or are we actually changing it?
I believe that this is new.
Isn't this a correction?
This is a correction from the resolution that you adopted last month. It didn't match the MOU. It actually, the resolution last month stated that the agency sending support in or receiving the support would reimburse the others for salary and all the other costs. And it's never worked like that. It is allowable under the law, but it's never worked like that. So it's amending it to reflect what the MOU says, which is that there won't be reimbursement.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Venneton?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitello?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston? Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Venneton. Authorizing a transfer from County Road Fund D to Disaster Response Flood Response 8 2021 Capital Project.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Venneton?
Yes.
Ms. Fairitello?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter? Mr. Potter?
Right. Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Venneton, authorizing a transfer from County Road Fund D to Disaster Response Flood Response 8 2024 Capital Project.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Venneton? Mrs. Fairitello?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 15 carries. Okay. Clerk, please read Resolution 16.
Introduced by Mrs. Fairitello. Authorizing an intergovernmental cooperation agreement between the County of Steuben and the Finger Lakes Counties for mutual aid during a public health emergency.
Yeah, it's just right down the hall from the Grass House Center.
I need a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Venneton?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitello?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Venneton. Accepting and appropriating the FY24 statewide interoperable communications grant.
Second, Fairitello.
Are there any questions?
All right.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Fairitello?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 17 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, accepting and appropriating the FY24 Public Safety Answering Points Operations Grant.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Van Etten?
Yes.
And Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 18 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 19?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten. Accepting the FY25 Next Generation 911 Grant.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston? Mr. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella?
Yes.
And Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 19 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 20?
Introduced by Mr. Shue. Reclassifying one vacant title searcher position, CSEA grade H, to paralegal assistant position, CSEA grade J, within the county clerk's office.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella? Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 20 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Shue. Authorizing a memorandum of agreement with the CSEA Correction Officer Dispatchers and Court Security Unit, amending Article 2, Section 2D, maximum hiring step.
I'll second.
Are there any questions?
More of a comment. I talked with one of individuals familiar with the corrections officers, and he raised a concern that the correction officers that we are hiring from the state, his concern was that they will just go back to the state if the state comes to terms with the correction officers at large. So I just kind of wanted to raise that as a concern, because of the compensation difference. So,
and we will be negotiating a contract. This unit's contract expires at the end of the year. Right. So we will be negotiating a contract with what we presume to be, new salary numbers. So that should help.
Right.
The other thing to keep in mind is the working environment is going to be considerably safer, and they'll be a lot more appreciated here right. than they were at the state. And sometimes things right. are more valuable than money.
True. I just understand that there's a pretty big disparity in monetary compensation. Do we have an idea kind of if we're going to be able to bridge that gap in some ways? Obviously, we're not going to be able to pay them.
Right. I think bridging the gap, yes. I think closing that gap to get parity with state COs is probably very difficult, but certainly want to be, market rated with similar counties.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that would be the difference between a bridge across the Canisteo and
right, right. Yeah, there's no way we're going to get to the state compensation because yeah. they are responsible. But
yeah.
Because this is not the one that's on their attachment.
Right.
Okay, so this resolution that we're working on right now did need a change from the link on your tablet, and so we do have copies of that to hand out. Should we hand them? You want to hand them out ahead of time so that you have a quick chance to take a look at them?
It's it looks like we do with many resolutions, they an old template was used, but some of the language got carried over. So in the link on your resolution, it references CSEA main unit and Adam Buck as president. This changes to corrections officer dispatcher. So it's really typos.
One more.
Sir, that's the only change, Jack, from what's on our tablet.
It doesn't change the terms. It just correctly reflects the officers and the bargaining unit. Yep.
Everyone okay with that?
That's fine.
All right.
So do you need a motion for the change?
Not for amending, because
it you've already made a motion and a second on this one. This was just to get you the accurate copy rather than the link on your tablet that wasn't quite correct. All right. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Poole?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanen?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 21 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 22?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna, approving the addition of agricultural lands to certified agricultural districts.
Second.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanen?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 22 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 23?
Presented by Mr. Van Castle. Presentation of names of persons selected for induction into the Steuben County Hall of Fame and confirmation by the Steuben County Legislature.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanen?
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 23 carries. Griffin, are any of the inductees here? Are we doing that next month or? Next month. Okay. Thank you so much. Will the clerk please read Resolution 24?
Introduced by Mr. Van Castle, memorializing.
Hanna?
Mr. Hanna?
Sorry. That's okay.
Memorializing New York State in support of Senate Bill S-5759 and Assembly Bill A-6192 relative to the management of PFAS and biosolids by establishing a 5-year moratorium on the land application of biosolids.
Second.
Are there any questions?
Just a comment on these. I read the bills. The overview seems to suggest that existing spreading will be allowed if it meets the testing qualifications that the state is going to set up, which in that case, I'm all for it. Great. As long as they're spreading safe stuff, so be it. But the law itself, at least it didn't seem clear to me that that was the exception, that if they go with the testing and they qualify, that it's allowed. It seems like it's more broad than that. Mm-hmm. So I guess it depends on if the overview is correct or I'm just misreading the law.
Well, and the other overriding factor is whether or not it'll go anywhere from the Senate right. and the Assembly.
Right. So I think I would just say I'm for sending the approval, provided the understanding is that if you have individuals who go through the rigorous testing, that they're still able to spread if they meet those standards.
Are you all right with the memorialization as it's written, or do you want it to be changed? Or would anyone else want to entertain a change? I mean, my purpose really in moving this forward right. was simply to acknowledge that there is action on this issue because we all recognize the fact that it is an issue. But as far as how far it will go or what will happen with it, there are some things that we could do in addition, sending in a letter perhaps, or right. actually reaching out to the sponsors of the Senate and the Assembly bill and asking them or pointing out the importance of the other issues.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with sending the letter and support. The general principle I agree with.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that if they do pass something, that it's not a total ban. If people can meet the standards, then I don't see why they can't continue their practice. I mean, it's their business after all.
Sure, sure. Any other questions or comments?
Well, just to back it up a little bit, this doesn't really have anything to do with that, but I think the reason she's reading my name is attached to this memorialization is that I chaired the last meeting.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
It is Hannah on the tablet.
Yes. Probably, okay.
But that's probably, I don't know if it makes any difference right yeah. now.
Okay. I'm not sure how critical that is, so I'll leave that up to you. All right. This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Resolution 24 carries. Are there any other issues?
Not for open session. Do we have a need for executive session relative to employment history of particular individuals?
All right. I'll entertain a motion.
Can I just point out one issue?
Yeah.
I don't know whether agendas are forever in the system, but the hyperlink for resolution 11 for the Hammond Sport fiber kept clinking back to number 10.
Yeah.
So if you have to fix that.
Thank you. Any other announcements or comments? All right. Then we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are in executive session.
Um,